Remind me, back in the day, when you would always get dumped, what was your...
Wait, I feel attacked! You make it sound like I was getting dumped every Tuesday.
Listen,
what is happening?
No, Kelly, this is a safe space.
Oh, okay.
You and I know each other. We can talk comfortably around each other.
Okay. Taking me back to when I got dumped a lot. All right, what's your next question?
What was your go-to... food. What was your comfort food in those moments?
Cookie dough and Arbor Mist sitting on my crying rug in the kitchen.
There it is. Was there a chocolate chip cookie dough?
Absolutely. It's your classic Nestle Toll House in the bucket cookie dough.
All right.
Well, I don't know if they still had it in the bucket back
then.
Probably tube. I'd open the tube and just scoop it out with a spoon.
Yeah.
Eat it.
And just
silently. They weren't against that now for health reasons.
Just silently weep.
Yeah. Just sit there and when am I gonna meet my person? Why don't they understand how amazing I am?
So someone actually tried to figure out what the best comfort food is for a breakup, and it varies by region. All right,
okay.
So Indiana, which you were in at the time, but really it's Louisville.
It was here. I was getting dumped the most here.
Oh, okay.
When I was getting dumped the most.
All right.
Yeah.
Candy is Kentucky. So, like, I guess cookie dough would kind of fall into that sort of, like, sweets.
I was in Jeffersonville a lot.
That's what I was
with the dumping.
What I was thinking.
You're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Kentuckians like the sweets.
Okay.
When they get dumped, break up food.
Kind of candy?
Candy. Now, Indiana, grilled cheese.
Oh.
Now, grilled cheese is a fantastic comfort food in and of itself.
With tomato soup.
Yeah. So,
dip it in that.
I mean, I'd be all right with just a grilled cheese naked.
Sure. Okay.
Most popular breakup foods that comfort you in times of love loss.
We're pairing all this with wine, aren't we?
None of it is alcohol.
Really? We're just going to go ahead and assume it's with a glass of wine.
Sure.
Probably Arbor Mist, Blackberry Merlot.
We've got milkshakes.
Oh, wow.
Cupcakes.
Okay.
Grilled cheese.
All right.
And tacos.
Tacos? Really?
Yeah, Trina texts in and says Chinese. You know what? That's a good comfort food.
I could go for that.
When you get dumped.
But where's the chocolate? Where are my cookie dough people?
Well, chocolate could fall into the milkshake category, could fall into the cupcakes category.
Mm. Like, where's ice cream?
Ice cream
was also valid.
Ice cream didn't make it, but.
Well, you know what? Let's just go ahead and add it to the menu, the breakup menu. Just put it all on there, valid. But I'm going to add cookie dough.
Yeah.
The one that you're
I never comfort ate for a breakup. I just bottled it all up.
Oh, that sounds healthy.
And, you know, when the bottle got full, I just pushed it down a little bit more.
Okay. That's great.
I'm fine.
You're good.
I'm fine.
Healthy, well-adjusted.
Right.
You have the show to work it all out.
That's right.
That's okay, now we're
starting
to see the
full
picture.
Yeah, it's just seeping out of my pores.
Of Ben Davis.
Yeah.
So whenever you hear a little segment daily of something that's going on in Ben's life, this is how he's working it out.
It's the trauma from years and years past.
Bottling up all of his traumas in the past, and now we're just letting it out over time on this show.
But you know what? It's good for the show.
Okay.
All right.
You know what? Everyone could probably do that. Pretend you have a show. Just open up your voice note app in your phone and just talk to it like it's
a
microphone.
Anymore, just call it a podcast.
Right. Just do your own little, I need to vent about my life's problems in a little podcast.
And you never know.
Just purge it out of your system and then it's better.
And then have yourself a nice grilled cheese and call it a day.
And a glass of Blackberry Merlot Arbor Mist.
It's 99.7 DJX.